This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. You might recognize this showstopper from Stephen Sondheim's Broadway revival, A Little Night Music. The song is Send in the Clowns, sung here by actress Catherine Zeta-Jones, who until recently played Desiree in A Little Night Music. But last month, Bernadette Peters replaced Zeta-Jones in the show. Here to talk about this and other casting changes on Broadway are drama critics Adam Feldman, who writes for Time Out New York, and Elizabeth Vincentelli, who writes for the New York Post. Welcome back.
Glad Hello. To be back.
So I'm hoping you two will provide us with a theater smackdown on these changes here. First, Adam, Catherine Zeta-Jones won this year's Tony Award for Best Actress in a Musical for A Little Night Music, a revival of a show that first opened on Broadway in 1973. Was she your pick for the Tony Award?
Catherine Zeta-Jones did win the Tony Award. It wasn't a great performance, and unfortunately, she gave a performance of Send in the Clowns on the Tony telecast that was really unsuccessful. She was, in fact, better on stage than she seemed on the Tony telecast. That said, I think that Bernadette Peters is a great improvement in the role and makes the production worth seeing.
Elizabeth, your point of view?
I would actually say that the Catherine Zeta-Jones performance at the Tonys will go down in, it'll be a YouTube camp classic. In fact, it already may be. It is so over the top. It's completely horrible in a very entertaining, mannered way. But I agree with Adam there. Bernadette Peters is so superb in that part that you're scratching your head and thinking, well, if Cissy J got a Tony for that, like, what could Bernadette Peters possibly get? Like, I'm pushing for a Nobel Prize.
Now, the truth is, I don't know if the show would have been as big a hit had they opened it with Bernadette Peters.
Really?
Well, Catherine Zeta-Jones is a big name. And
Bernadette Peters isn't?
Well, she's a big theater name, and she is known to the general public, but Catherine Zeta-Jones is a bigger film star at this point. And, you know, Stephen Sondheim's shows are beloved by theater folk, but they aren't the type of shows that bring in huge tourist crowds. This is a three-hour play set at the turn of the last century.
In Sweden.
In Sweden, adapted from a Bergman film. The entire score is variations on waltz time. It's not exactly Jersey Boys. So it helps to have a big matinee idol-type star on the marquee.
The thing with Catherine Zeta-Jones is that she has great charisma. She looks really wonderful. Those are things that you can't sniff at. They're important. But the problem is that her performance was completely one note. What's amazing about Bernadette Peters is that there's so many colors in what she does on stage. And she seems to have this kind of, like, she's pulling everybody in her wake. It was incredible. All the performances by the other people in the cast, most of whom were the same people who had, you know, were there from the beginning, they had improved, too. It was absolutely incredible. It was like this contagious effect happening.
And thank goodness that Bernadette Peters is as good as she is, because this production, for me, is otherwise almost a complete loss. I think it's been really boringly directed. I think it's been really generally miscast, except now for Bernadette Peters and Elaine Stritch.
Right. Elaine Stritch is playing Desiree's mother, replacing Angela Lansbury in
yes.
the role. You think that, too, was a smart choice?
It's a wonderful choice. And, you know, Angela Lansbury was very natural casting in that part. Elaine Stritch is not. The part is an aged, sophisticated courtesan. Elaine Stritch's acerbic whiskey-soaked style is not necessarily what you'd associate with that. But she really pulls it off and makes it her own. I found many of her lines genuinely surprising in a show that I know very well.
Let's turn to another Broadway show that brought in substitutes last month, the rock musical about a suburban family dealing with a mother's bipolar disorder, Next to Normal. Marin Mazie replaced Alice Ripley in the role of the mother, and the production also recently switched out three other cast members in the play. Adam, Alice Ripley won a Tony Award for her portrayal of Diana. You felt her performance was unique because of her vocal and emotional risk-taking on stage. What do you think of Mazie playing the part?
I don't envy Marin Mazie in her current position, taking over from such an acclaimed performance. And one, not just an acclaimed performance, but one of those performances that seem like a perfect match, a magical, serendipitous match of actor and role. Alice Ripley just became this character, and it was really a remarkable performance. Marin Mazie is a different kind of actor. She is more controlled. She has a nobler carriage on stage. And so it isn't quite as strange, the performance. You know, when you were watching Alice Ripley, you really didn't know what was going to happen next. You didn't know if she was going to make her next note sometimes. you don't have that worry with Maren Maisie. She's much more in control.
Well, I really deeply disliked Next to Normal when I saw it. Really, I had a visceral reaction to it. I thought it was such just hackneyed, hokey crap. I thought the lyrics were just so awful. I mean, just unbelievable. Like a song about flying. Oh my God, it was just awful. When I went back last week, I actually liked the whole show more because Maren Maisie plays it closer to the vest. She has a kind of sardonic, or the character has a kind of sardonic outlook, and it became more of an ensemble piece than it was. She doesn't draw all the attention to her by mugging hopelessly the way Alice Ripley did, or what I perceived as mugging. So it became more of an ensemble, which I found a lot more interesting.
But it's very rare that replacement casts will be as good as or better than the people that they replace. Bernadette Peters is one of the very rare exceptions. You can count on one hand the number of times that this has happened in recent Broadway musical memory.
We are going out with music from Elizabeth Vincentelli's favorite show, Next to Normal. Elizabeth is the theater critic for the New York Post. Adam Feldman, the drama critic for Time Out New York. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thanks.
For more information about Broadway's latest cast change-ups, visit our culture page at culture.wnyc.org. This is WNYC.
A million meds and they strapped me to their beds and they shrugged and told me that's the way it goes. When finally you hit it, I asked you just what did it. You shrugged and said that no one really knows. What happens if the medicine wasn't really in control? What happens if the cut, the burn, the break was never in my brain or in my blood, but in my soul?